Welcome to the Imposter Syndrome Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Breeze, alongside with my homeboy, Ali Dubs. What's up, bro?
Hey, how are you, Julian?
I'm good, man. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Yes. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Thank
you. You said Martin Luther King or Martin Luther King Jr.?
Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King.
Jr.
Oh, okay. Because you know, the original Martin Luther was the founder of the Protestant Reformation.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah. Yep. You know, the author of the 95 Theses
on yeah.
why the Catholic Church should have its reforms.
Yep.
Northern Europe adopted it. Where the Anglicans thought that. You remember
that. Yeah, but bro, I know all about that. Yeah.
But there's a different Martin Luther King. And today that is Martin Luther King Jr. And he was a civil rights activist. If you don't know, now you know.
I know now.
Yeah. I'll give you $100 to repeat what I just said.
Oof.
For real, $100.
I think that's kind of insulting.
I'll go downstairs and grab my wallet and give you $100. I swear to God.
I am the African American right here.
Yeah.
But you just peeping, like, I mean, you just spitting all this knowledge, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so.
About Martin Luther King Jr. Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right, okay, all right. That's, I suppose that's that, right?
I take no offense, by the way. You're brilliant, by the way.
Okay. Thank you, I appreciate that. Round of applause.
Cricket.
All right, we'll keep the crickets for later when I make a dumb joke.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's coming.
Are we talking about Attack on Titan?
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Attack on Titan, new episode came out. A lot of action. A lot of characters came back. What did you think of it?
Bro, I was just so excited seeing, like, everybody, the whole gang.
Did you see, so there was a whole Twitter spat of Mikasa's new look? Yeah, they
she
were
looked
like
a dude.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. They were saying, like, in the manga, she looked way better.
Yeah.
And, like, they dogged her because, like, they made her look like a dude, like, for real. Yeah. They said she looked like somebody off JoJo Bizarre World. Yeah, it was, I don't know. I never read the manga, but she looked way cuter in past seasons than she does right now.
Yeah, she looked kind of rough, like she been tearing up some shit.
Yeah.
Hold you up.
Yeah. It looks like she switched sides.
Sasha, Connie.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they back, bro. Yeah. They was looking so badass, too.
Yeah, there was, I really enjoyed seeing them. I'm going to get to my thoughts.
Yeah.
But go ahead, let's hear your thoughts on the entire episode, if you want. Because I think
Yeah, absolutely. So let me dive into it, bro.
Before you do, can I just say that there was like 97% of the episode was one thing, and then 3% of the episode was one thing. 3% of the episode in the beginning was Tiber talking to Commander McGath on the carriage. And then the rest of the episode was what happened after Aaron blew the shit up.
For real, facts.
Yeah, if you want to talk about both or if you want to talk about one, it's up to you.
Yeah, let me talk about Bic Willey.
Yeah.
He knew he was going to die, bro.
Yeah, he was on a suicide mission.
Yeah, how he was hugging his kids.
Yeah.
And he kissed his wife, like, or is that, what's his mama? She looked kind of old.
Yeah, no, I think that was his wife.
It was his wife?
Yeah, I think that was his wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, baby, I gotta do what I gotta do.
Yeah.
I don't wanna leave, but I gotta go right now. So yeah, that's what Willie was like.
Who sings that? I never heard that.
I don't know, but that's the song, bro.
Oh, okay.
Give me a minute. You know how I get brain fog? I can't remember artist name.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back to it.
Yeah. When I think about it, it's probably gonna hit me.
Yeah,
right, later on the
next
night.
Time, yeah. Fuck, I knew what it was.
Fuck. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a good interaction between him and the general, McGath.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, you know that, bro, as soon as this speech is over, you're going to die, pretty much.
Yeah.
So he was pretty much Willie, like, I know, but this is something I got to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Ask me what I thought of it.
So, Dubs.
You know what it is. You know me. Okay, no, I thought it was, I thought it, he basically confessed that it's a conspiracy. That he is trying to paint a picture in front of and get the whole world against those on Paradise Island. He's trying to get the world nobles. He's trying to get the world press. He's trying to make the Eldians themselves look like they're victims of Mother Eldia, a.k.a. Paradise Island. He's trying to get everyone on against them. Mm-hmm. And he was like, the only way that I can do that is by me, myself, dying as soon as I proclaim them. They knew what was up. They didn't know to the extent that it would happen. They didn't, they didn't know that Aaron was going to be there, but you know, that's that where we're going to approach that part. But yeah, he basically confirmed that it's a giant conspiracy.
But I mean, it's brilliant too, because how can you recreate, I guess this recreate an image of a group of people that already exists, right?
Yeah,
they already are considered demons.
Yeah.
But they do know that they're an immediate threat at this time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, hey, I got to tell some truth, because this time around, Aaron is going to fuck us up.
Yeah.
King Fritz, he wasn't going to fuck us up. That's why in 100 years, it was, you know.
I didn't have to come clean. But
exactly. But now I got to come clean. Yeah. I got to really get the world on my side, or we out of there. This is like real shit.
Yeah.
And then I love the little scene where they was like, the Eldians, y'all really demons.
Yeah, yeah. He said one thing for sure. We are really the devils.
Right, right.
Because the thing is, like, he didn't say you Eldians. He was like, Eldians are for sure devils. He was like, but we in this cart, the people who are about to get everyone fucked up and about to start this war, we're devils too.
Yeah, yeah. He was the people of Marley, the Marlenians. I don't know why I mispronounced that so much.
You always say Marlenians.
Yeah, Marlenians.
Yeah, but it's not Marlin.
It's Marlins, right?
Marlians.
Marlians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could just say the people of Marley.
Yeah, that's why I always like revert to.
Yeah.
The people of Marley. Yeah, the people.
Yeah.
But yeah, the people of Marley, they are demons as well. So that's what he put in.
Yeah, yeah. He was basically saying, like, not in the literal sense of them being like titans and all that shit.
Yeah.
But they're devils in the sense, like, you know, we're fucked up in the head and we want to start conflict. So, like, we're not free of being devils ourselves.
Absolutely. Anybody that oppress people, they are wicked.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. King Fritz.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was we get to the scene where Aaron explodes, takes out half of the, no, he takes out the entire building of Native Eldians, like the civilians. He goes straight for the, what's it called, the military branch, and fucks them all up, so they're all dead.
Yeah, it was unfortunate seeing the two warriors, you know what I'm saying, pass RIP to them.
Which two warriors?
The girl.
Oh, the girl.
And a little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The
that was Falco. I mean Falcon and
yeah,
Gabby France.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot their names. Let's be honest, they weren't memorable. I felt like we only seen them in that one episode and that was that.
Yeah, I feel you, but I'm glad that, you know what I'm saying, that they introduced Pain to Gabby.
Yeah, so I have no sympathy for Gabby.
Well, it's a perspective thing, bro.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely.
Because it's a cycle, you know.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like she stated, like, I don't want to go to the battlefield to understand why that my friends had to die.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing Aaron went through.
No, 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 no. There is a little difference. The Marlians, the people of Marley, as my friend Jubri says.
Yeah.
The people are the ones who are really at fault, right? Like they're the ones who mistreat the Eldians, and she buys into this narrative You go and start a conflict. Now you have to pay the Pied Piper. Now they're the Aldeans in Paradise didn't want this conflict.
Okay, I guess you.
I think Gabby is a. I'm gonna.
No, because Gabby
is a bitch, and I fucking hate her. Gabby. And when she clenched her teeth, I'm like, I hope Aaron finds you and fucks you up personally, bitch. You were blowing the fucking people of Marley. Oh, I want to kill all Eldians, bitch. They're coming to you. Do shit now. Do shit now. You want to act like you're a tough bitch? You want to act like you have hair on your pussy? Now you can go ahead and act like you that fucking bitch. Go ahead. I want you to do this, but you can't. You need the power of the Titans, and since you hate yourself, you can't use that power. All right, fuck you, bitch. I hope they fuck you up personally. Sorry, I had to get that off my chest.
Yeah, that's kind of yeah. I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah,
but wow. But I mean, you don't feel the sympathy like aspect.
Fuck her
behind it.
Fuck her. Fuck her and fuck those punk bitches. I want them all to like that. That's what they were trying to do.
I think you're picking this. I think. Okay.
Can I? I want to
to tell her story first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I was gonna say.
You know what I'm saying? Would you feel like?
No, I wouldn't. Because that's what they tried. Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
I'm on the island are the wicked people.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I would always believe. I don't care how long far back you go. It's not about, like, recency bias, or it's not about, like, oh, these guys are the OGs or anything like that. Like, no.
I don't think.
What?
I beg to differ, bro.
What?
I think you're biased.
Oh, okay. In what way?
I think you're biased to the main characters.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't... How can you feel bad for...
Is it because of the length of time that I was exposed to them? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
I have no loyalty to that. I can know you forever and fucking hate your guts overnight. And you know that.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So if you people want to say like, oh, it's because you've seen them since season one, this or that. No, I fucking hate Gabby. I think she is the definition of an ass licker. I think she is the definition of an ass kisser. I think she'll suck the dick. Suck the skin off of every Marleyan's cock in order to be a Marleyan herself. She wants to be part of this group that hates you so fucking much. I have no sympathy for you. I think that you are a self-hating... No, not I think. I know you're a self-hating Aldean, and you are the issue. You are the problem. I fucking hate you, bitch. I want them to go in and fuck you. I want Aaron to literally eat everyone around you. Then you are the last person and just chew your legs off and have you live a miserable fucking life, you ugly bitch. Because even though after 5 episodes of the author trying to give me some fucking sympathy, I have none. I will never gain any sympathy for you unless you grow whatever fucking conscience you think you had, you stupid bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and when the Jaw Titan came out, and when he tried to act like, oh, like these are the devils, like, I was so happy. I wanted that motherfucker to die. I wanted every fucking pussy there to die. They've been made into punk bitches, bro. They've been made into punk bitches for
so
long.
Who did you want to die? The people of Marley?
No, the Jaw Titan. The Warriors. The Warriors group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want them to die.
All of them.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, all of them. You think like, oh, like they showed me both sides of the conflict. Now I understand that war is inevitable. Like, no, fuck that. No, I want this one.
Why are you picking sides?
I want this smoke. I'm picking sides. I'm picking the right side.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Imagine if.
God, whatever you're going to say, it's not going to change.
Rainer and. All of them was the main characters.
That's what they tried doing for 5 episodes. You know who gave
and all of them.
You know who didn't give a fuck? This guy. I did not give a single fuck. I didn't.
I think you're biased, bro.
I wish you were right.
Open your
because
mind.
Because I'm
open your
open heart. Your mind, Kaiba. You ever watch?
Yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
It's time to let's lead to the sponsor.
Okay.
Announcement. Go ahead.
Now that we're back, What were we talking about?
You're being biased, bro.
Oh, I'm being biased, yes. So my bias, I wish it existed for so that way people can accuse me of it. But this is as objective as it comes. This is like, I'm being objective. Like, I tried, I genuinely wanted to see it from Gabby's end. I wanted to see it from Falco's side. I wanted to see it from the Warriors group and try to put myself in their shoes. And then I realized the more and more that I listened to him is the more and more a vagina started to form between my legs. You know what I mean? The more and more that a pussy started enveloping me.
So how do you want Attack on Titan air?
I just want
the people, I want the island of parodies. People to just kill everyone and just live in peace.
My ideal ending would be, one, having everyone that's near and dear to Gabby die.
Why Gabby? Why do you hate Gabby so much?
She is the premier dick sucker of this show. She is like the premier, like she is A1 like cocksucker. She's an A1 bitch. Like, she's like top shelf. Like, you can't get any more. Like, she's fine wine of being a bitch. You know what I mean?
Within 4 episodes, you just have so much.
I knew within 5 minutes, but the other 4 episodes was just bonus. Like, here, we'll give you more.
So do you care for the Titan that crawl on 4 legs? What's the Cart Titan?
The Cart Titan?
Yeah.
No, I'm disgusted by her.
Why? I think she's a likable character. She was smart. She was like, hey, I don't trust a soldier.
Oh, no, no, no. I respect her intelligence. I respect her intelligence. Absolutely. Like there are certain players. Like, I really dislike Kyrie, right? Mm-hmm. But there is no doubt in my mind that he is... If you put the basketball in his hand, that this guy's a fucking magician. This guy will make magic. Like, the way his fucking handles are, oh my God, one of the best players I've ever seen on a basketball.
He's prime time.
Huh? He's prime time, right? But I fucking hate all of his antics, right? Like
Kanye Irving?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, right? Yep. Like dude is a punk bitch to me. The way he just feels like I'm, you know, he forego $2.3 million in income.
Yeah.
Wow. Over missing 5 games without an excuse. Like, they asked Steve Nash, where is he at? He was like, I don't know. like your coach Savage. Doesn't know where you are. Phil Jackson, like, that's what they said about Dennis Rodman, bro. Like, but Dennis Rodman's in a fucking stupor in Vegas because he needed to get his demons out. Kyrie is burning fucking sage and incense and flowers around the basketball court. Like, I get it. It's part of your culture. I get it. I respect that. But you're drawing too much attention and making it look negative when you're not playing the fucking ball, okay? Like, the only reason that you get paid so much is to play fucking basketball. You're not doing it.
I feel you.
So, like, I same thing. Like, I respect that girl, the Cart Titan, right? Mm-hmm. I respect her. She has, she's intelligent, you know? She knows how to move. She knows how to use her Titan. I still think she's a punk bitch. I fucking hate her, yeah. Like, what do you want me to do?
We need to count on how many times
I said punk bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's exceeded about 15.
If this was
not even at the 20-minute mark.
Yeah, no, we're really not. Like, if we were like on a like nationally televised program, I would have said like probably 10 things by now that would have got me fired.
Absolutely.
I think the whole like vagina forming in between my legs, that would have for sure gotten me done with.
Yeah,
I probably need to erase that, but I'm not gonna erase that. This is real. This is raw and authentic. This is uncut. This is pure. Homemade opinions.
Yep.
Brought to you by the Imposter Syndrome Podcast.
So, back to the episode. How did you feel about it, bro?
What's up with your eyes?
Oh, what's going on?
No, like you blinked. Like, it's like I thought you were going to sleep for a second.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What was your question?
I said back to the
episode. Yeah. So, what are your thoughts?
Oh, it was pretty badass, bro. Introduction of the Warhammer Titan. I like how Aaron was like, shh, I need to take a pause because I'm getting my ass beat. Masaka came and Mikasa, she came and pretty much saved my dude. And so he was looking like, damn, I'm getting my ass handed to me.
The thing is, I think that was part of the strategy.
What?
Like they were so the thing is, like, they had intel on every Titan, but they didn't have any intel on the Warhammer Titan.
Yeah,
so
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He was really getting lumped up, bro.
He was, but I think he could have taken the Warhammer Titan.
If he did not find out that she was hiding underneath the ground.
Yeah.
If he didn't discover that, it was wraps.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool, by the way. Like, Aaron, like, is really smart because, like, before he wouldn't have been able to figure that shit out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, but he was, like,
Mikasa the way. Mikasa was not there to buy him time for him to think.
Yeah, no. The thing is, but, like, it's not like a stroke of luck where Mikasa came in. They were planning the whole time for Mikasa to come in. So, yeah, it was.
Well, it wasn't planned. It was Aaron sending reinforcements saying, hey, I'm here. It's going to go down here, hoping that, you know what I'm saying? Well, he was pretty much doing everything on his own, right?
Yeah.
He didn't have confirmation whether or not they was going to come or not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They were just so loyal to Aaron. And that's why the first thing Mikasa said to Aaron is, Aaron, come home, bro.
Yeah.
I felt like it was like, bro, you've been doing your own thing. We got your back.
It wasn't come home as in, like, come home, like, it's like, finally, like, the mission is done. We can go home.
No, it was not like that.
It was not like that.
Mm-mm. It was come home. You're doing your own thing.
Yeah.
And then she's questioning his decisions, like, you just killed people, bro. There's no coming back from that. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, come home, bro, but we got your back regardless.
I didn't see it that way, but, I mean, we have the same information. So
yeah, so how did you see it?
I
love having a discussion.
No, I told you how I seen it.
Compared to my point of view.
I told you how I seen it. Is that like? But it's, to me, it makes no difference on the resulting outcome.
Yeah.
That, but I seen it as like, hey, our mission is almost done. You've been out here for 4 years. It's like, we can go home. Like, come home.
So
it wasn't a plea. It was like, it wasn't an affirmation.
So you think that his mission was to remain behind enemy lines and to attack the people of Marley?
No. I think.
And then they were on board?
No. I think what his mission was to gather intel,
mm-hmm.
Was to see military movements, wait for an ideal time to have that happen, to see, to get as many Titan, of the nine Titan abilities that he can. And this was a perfect timing where everything was aligning. I can get the Warhammer Titan, possibly this one of the strongest Titans. I think this may be a separate argument, but Warhammer Titan is the strongest, right?
Yeah, the Founding.
Other than the Founding, but like among the other ones.
Yeah, like individual.
Individual, like,
yeah,
the only
accolades and yeah strength attributes. I think the Warhammer Titan. Yeah.
Yeah, because Cart Titan, no. Jaw Titan, no. Attack Titan, clearly no.
Yeah.
The only one, Armor Titan, I would say. Beast Titan, not really. Okay, so I would say Armor Titan or Colossal Titan would be the only ones that give it a run for its money.
Yeah, I think the Colossal Titan can take them.
Yeah, yeah, that's the... They say that's the strongest one, but I think Warhammer's, like, give it a run for its money. Because it's, like, incredible, like, hardening abilities and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I think it's limited in, like, the distance that it can fight. Because that umbilical cord-looking thing that went underground, right? Like, it can't go too far. So it has to be stuck within a certain range. Like, maybe, like, like 100, 200 yards.
And I'm thinking that's just an individual ability of hers.
Of her specifically? Of yeah. that carrier? Of that tight end ability?
Yeah, I don't think that's just unique to the Warhammer Titan.
So you think that if, like, let's say you inherit the Warhammer Titan, that you would not be able to do that?
Right. I think other Titans with, well, no.
You're right. Inherit, yeah, yeah.
I think it is.
It is key, like, for,
because a Warhammer Titan can, like, make, I guess, generate an object, right?
Yeah, so yeah. It can generate any object.
Ah, yeah.
Which,
okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It was about to generate a crossbow, and it was about to fuck them up. That's crazy. Like, that is an insane ability. I think, like, it is definitely top tier. So I think they wanted to get the Warhammer Titan, but who gives a fuck about the Cart Titan? They wanted the Warhammer Titan, mm-hmm. and they wanted...
Who, Aaron wants it, or just...
Paradis. Because the thing is, like, okay, you went on this mission. Like, you have to... Like, the more Titans that you go back with, the better.
So, I don't think that's the case.
And I think the tall bearded dude that led the Cart Titan away and put them in that ditch, I think mm-hmm. that's Armin.
That led
yeah
the warriors to the ditch. Yeah,
yeah. I think that's Armin. I think that's Armin.
Oh, in disguise.
Yeah, in disguise.
I didn't even pay attention.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go back and watch it.
Yeah,
that may be
valid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she said she recognized them from somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think, like, why would they, like, and Armin has to be somewhere around the city strategizing in plain sight, just as a Marleyan soldier.
I would,
yeah. You probably, that's probably not true, just based off of your reaction.
What, that's Armin?
Yeah.
I can't even recall. I don't know.
It's not. What? It's not, because you can't recall it. if you were to recall it, you'd be like, yeah, it's not. Okay, I take that theory back.
No, keep your theory.
Yeah,
I may not try to spoil you.
Yeah, okay, you know, I'll keep my theory, and we'll see.
Yep.
Yeah.
You may be onto something.
I
maybe getting hella dubs.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they call me Ali Dubs, though. So, like,
bro, that's the worst name for you, bro.
No, why? They should call me Ali Else.
You take a lot of L's.
Yeah, I really do. My whole life is L. I'm a walking L.
So, yeah, I will take that back. I think I didn't think about it, but, yeah, I think that's a unique ability for the Warhammer Titan to, like, set that umbilical cord type thing.
Yeah. And be
but the hardened ability, Aaron has the hardened ability.
They all have, like, even Annie, the female Titan, she mm-hmm. she had that ability too. Like, she could harden as she pleased.
Right.
And she did harden as she pleased.
Gotcha.
But the thing is, like, hers, like, to form objects is something else. Right. Like, you can crystallize around you. Mm-hmm. Like, Aaron crystallized his knuckles.
Right.
But, like, to harden, like, make crossbows, like, that's an OP ability.
Yeah, that's
like,
legit.
I can see why the Tiber family kept that shit, like, really close by. They didn't want that shit going too far.
Facts, yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess my favorite part, bro, my guy Levi.
Yeah.
He say Aaron was dead, bro.
Yeah, yeah, he did. Yeah, the crazy thing is like the Jaw Titan was like, is that Levi? Like, fuck, he's here. Like that, bro. The thing is, like, Levi is a fucking G, man. Like,
it's like what, like, he's like a Ghost of Tsushima type. He's like a He has that reputation of being a true fucking demon type devil. Like, don't cross path with Levi because you will die.
Yeah.
Well, if you see Levi,
run, yeah,
just
run,
like Fourth Hokage,
yeah, run
if
on
you
sight.
Encounter the Fourth Hokage, you flee.
Yeah, yeah, you do not stay and fight. That is a loss that we do not want you to take. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's. I would say he is my one of my favorite characters.
He is, bro. Yeah. Like my top five. I guess, favorite characters in Attack on Titan.
He's in my top 10 of all animes.
Oh, okay. That's legit.
Yeah, I'd have to do a top 10 of my favorite characters, but I can for sure say he'd make it in there.
Oh, sweet.
He's just OP. One of my favorite scenes was them, like you hear like the gear going off. And when I heard that, I was like, oh shit, they're in the city. They're about to fuck you guys all up. But the thing is, they must have known, like, they have a strategy, like an exit strategy. They didn't just set this all up for nothing.
I guarantee that they didn't just go in and blind. They have a strategy to get in and get out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was badass how they was just crushing people.
Yeah, they put a grenade in, and they almost killed the Commander Megath.
Yeah. Almost took him out.
Yeah, put a grenade in that room and almost blew his ass up.
Yeah.
That'll end today's episode. Tune in this Friday when we release another episode on Imposter Syndrome podcast.
Okay.